So we get a glimpse of what the kingdom of heaven is like. Jesus is trying to communicate a spiritual reality, a spiritual truth, right, that can only be understood by human beings through images. Those images lead us from the visible to the invisible. So the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field that a man finds and buries again, and then goes and sells everything he has to go purchase the field. And the kingdom of heaven is like a man who throws a net out to the sea, right, to collect all of these different fish and vessels and whatever, and it all has to be separated. And the third image that's used is another basically action of this searching for pearls. And what's interesting here is when we think about the kingdom of heaven, we usually think about like the object, like the treasure, the pearl. But you notice how it's explained here is that it's like the man who is in searching for fine pearls. It's like the man who digs up a treasure, buries it, and then goes and sells everything he has. There's a lot of action when it comes to understanding the kingdom of God. And so this is very consistent with the Old Testament, how God reveals himself to Moses in the book of Exodus. How does God reveal himself on Mount Sinai? He says what? I am who am, Yahweh. That the Hebrew word there is actually, it's a verb. It's like I aming. God is pure action. So what we're saying here is that finding God, apprehending God, is not so much grasping God, but searching for God. It's the casting out. It's the digging. How do you know if you're on the right path? If you're searching, if you're acting, if you're digging. So in the searching is the finding. Doesn't it say somewhere on East Kellogg, the journey is the destination or something like that, before I ran into the wall? Okay. So this is a very dynamic understanding of what the kingdom of God is and what we're made for, because we're made for the kingdom of God. So it's about us moving, about us searching, about us digging, about us looking, working for it. And it is in that process, in that activity, in the activity itself that we find God. Now, we're all looking for some kind of a treasure. We're aspiring after different things. We have expectations where we're going to find satisfaction in life. So we're trying to apprehend something. But it's very often not the things that we heard about, prayed for in the first reading from Solomon. Solomon asked for understanding. He didn't ask for, you know, long life. He didn't ask for riches, wealth, strength. We're often striving for those things as if they're the treasure, they're the pearl. If we're really honest with ourselves, we take some time to reflect, what are we searching for? What inspires us? What moves us? And it's usually those things, the things that the world has to offer. But it's kind of the difference between real gold and fool's gold when it comes down to it. I remember growing up, Saturday mornings were very sacred. I would be praying that Dad would not come in to the house to come and get us to move pigs. We'd hopefully wait till afternoon because Saturday was cartoon morning. Do you remember that, when there was only three channels? Okay. So in our cartoon morning, Looney Tunes, they had the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner, right? They'd be out in the desert. And I just remember the Roadrunner setting up Wile E. Coyote with this big mirage into, you know, in the desert. It looked like this. He was so thirsty, and, you know, he was ready to dive in. And then there was nothing there, right? He dives in, and there his head is stuck into the sand. That's the things of this world, that's what we're often doing, is it appears, you know, apprehending this honor or this success or this wealth, whatever prize we're driving for, it's going to quench the thirst. And what is it? It's nothing but a mirage, right? They're all pearls. That we're all searching for pearls. We're all searching for the great treasure, but we get caught up in these mirages. And so what do we do? We have to do exactly what Solomon did. What is he recognizes that he doesn't even know. I don't even know what to ask for. I'm ignorant. If we can start off there. And then what do we do? If we can have that humility, true humility, to actually admit that, I don't know. I don't know. And ask God for understanding. He will show us if we aren't sincere about this. And so the first reading in the Gospels speak very much to the heart of what our lives every day are about. We're searching for something more, aren't we? Every single one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, are searching for something more. But we get caught up in these illusions. The first step is to realize, I think as we started in the beginning, is that just the activity of searching is already beginning to find God. And the second step in this is to recognize, I don't actually really know what's going to make me happy. So when the Lord asked me, like he asked Solomon, like he asked you, what do you want? May we all respond with a sincere heart, understanding and wisdom.